Hi, this is a decision for Leah House, LEAHHOUSE. Date of birth 12/12/1973, date of service 11/24/2025, date of accident is none, and the patient is here with the ongoing scoliosis and resultant arthritis. And patient has reported that she has 3 epidurals in the lumbar spine in the prior year, but it did not bring any relief. She had had physical therapy also at Henry Ford Hospital 2 times per week for several months, but no relief. All the MRIs were done at Henry Ford, but there is no relief. We have requested release of records, but we have not obtained the records as of yet. Patient reports that her pain in the lower back is 10, middle back is 10, neck pain is also 10. Ongoing numbness, tingling of both hands and all the fingers is present. Is extreme arthritis in the fingers. The fingers are fusiform type. In addition, patient has a sciatica in both the legs posteriorly, shooting down continuously, especially as Charlie horse. Pain level are 10, ADLs are 10. Patient do report 90% improvement overall with all the medications and further conservative help. Please review the record for ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 130 over 84, pulse 95, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 11/6/2025, dictation number 1109-012. The general review, musculoskeletal examination, musculature examination, and the extremities examination. We reviewed the maps, reviewed the labs, and patient is provided with Tramadol 100 mg every 12 hour PRN for severe back pain for the timing. He was provided, in addition, Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. Patient is stable. She'll be seen again after once the records from the Henry Ford Hospital are available so that we can further fine-tune our treatment plan. The issue is also which kind of arthritis the patient has and how much scoliosis, at what degree, so that we can help her move better, precisely. And what kind of physical therapy she had. If she had any laser treatment, that was recommended to her. If injections will help, they will be recommended to her as well. Thank you.